Hi there, this is Ethan from the Depo Provera Help Team. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, this is Emma. I have Joyce on the line with us.
Okay, I'll go ahead and take it from here. Thank you, Emma.
Thank you both.
Thank
Hello,
you.
Hello, Joyce. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey there. So my name's Ethan. I'm from the Depo Provera Help Team. I'll be your intake specialist today. We are on a recorded line, of course. Are you interested in seeing if you can participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. So, Joyce, do you already have an attorney that's filing a claim for you?
No.
Okay. Can you have confirmed to me then, under penalty, that you haven't sought legal representation, you haven't signed any documents or packets of information for anyone else? Is that correct?
Well, I have talked to... Gosh, I don't know who they were. When I seen it on TV, I called the number and this person called me back. I think it was started with the S, so-called law firm, but I haven't signed anything.
Okay.
Or they just know that I have been diagnosed with the brain tumor.
Yeah, so you were diagnosed with meningioma?
Right.
Gotcha,
in
yeah.
In 2005.
Okay, I see. I'm really sorry to hear about that. But yeah, so then you can confirm to me that you never signed any documents or packets of information for anyone, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and you would be filing this claim for yourself, of course, right?
Yes.
Okay, and your name was Joyce, right?
Yes.
Joyce, are you a resident of the United States?
Of course.
Okay, and you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. What was your date of diagnosis?
October the 17th, 2005.
Okay. October 17th, 2005. And what is your birthday, Joyce?
July 11th, 1957.
You said July 11th, 1957, right?
Yes.
Okay, and do you happen to know anyone else, any friends or family that was also injured by Depo Provera that could need some help?
Yes, I know my granddaughter. Well, she goes with my grandson, actually, but she suffers migraines.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Well, after that we're finished with this intake, I'm always happy to see if I can assist her as well. And it was the name brand Depo Provera contraceptive you were using, correct?
I'm not sure about the entire name. I just know we called it Depo.
Okay. You're sure? So I'm just asking, it was called Depo Provera, right?
I'm not sure about the Provera, but I know it was called Depo. That's what they call it. We took it every 3 months.
Okay,
a shot.
So it was called Depo?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah. Let me just go ahead and check to make sure there aren't any other types that start with Depo. Give me just a second to do some research, actually.
Okay.
Depo. Okay, yeah. Looks like, yeah, there is only one Depo, which would be Depo Provera. And you were using it for at least a year?
I think it was longer than that. I think I was on it maybe a year and a half to 2 years.
Okay. And so during that time, did you receive at least 4 injections?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And were you using Depo between 1992 through the present day?
Yes.
Okay.
I started on it, I think it was like 2002.
Okay. 2002. Do you remember the month or even the day? Doesn't have to be specific.
No.
If you're not sure. Okay.
No.
Yeah. You're just aware that it was 2002, right?
Right.
Okay. I'll just go ahead and put January 1st, 2002. Does that sound correct to you?
No, I don't think it was that soon, but, you know, I'm thinking more towards the spring of the year. I started.
Okay. Would
and
we say
my doctor
about April?
Is no longer over here any longer.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, makes sense. It was definitely a while ago. I think I actually wasn't even born that time yet. I was born in July of 2002. Yeah, so I'll go ahead and put down April of 2002. Does that sound correct to you?
Yeah.
Okay, and when did you stop using Depo-Provera?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Rick,
When did you
now,
stop
could you
using
repeat that?
Depo-Provera?
I want to say it was sometime in 2004.
Okay, do you remember, was it early in the year, beginning of the year, end of the year, somewhere in the middle maybe?
I think somewhere in the middle.
Okay, I'll go ahead and put down maybe June 2004. Does that sound okay to you?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put June 1st, 2004. And can you confirm your gender for me?
A female.
Okay, and what is your marital status?
Married.
Okay, Joyce, what is your first, middle, and last name?
Joyce, Joyce. Diane, Diane Lambert, Lambert.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and spell that out to you. So I have Joyce Diane Lamberth. That's Joyce. Middle name, Diane. Diane. And your last name is Lamverth.
Lambert, that's correct.
Lamverth with a V as in vowel, right?
No. It's Lam. M is a Mary. Berth.
Okay, Lamberth.
Right.
Gotcha. And I have that down as LAMB as in boy, ERTH.
Correct.
Okay. Do you have a suffix in your name? Are you a junior or senior?
No.
Joyce, what is your social?
241-98. 5140.
Okay, let me read that back to you to confirm I have it correct. 241-98-5140.
That's correct.
Okay, and Joyce, what's the best email to reach you at?
Joyce Lambert, 56@gmail.com.
Okay, just to confirm, you said Joyce Lamberth, spelled the same way as your name, right?
Correct.
56@gmail.com. Okay, and then I have your phone number down here as 704-735-1057. Is this the best phone number to reach you at?
Yes.
Okay, and is this your home phone or is it your smartphone?
It's my home phone.
Gotcha, okay. What's the best address to reach you at, Joyce?
4133 Orchard Road, Iron Station, North Carolina, 28080.
Okay, I have that down as 4133 Orchard Road in Iron Station, North Carolina, 28080.
Correct.
Okay, now Joyce, what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with meningioma? Do you remember?
Yes. Dr. Curtis, wait a minute. I can't think of his name now.
Made time to practice.
He's at, it was through Maiden Family Practice in Maiden, North Carolina.
Okay, gotcha. Sorry, repeat that to me one more time so I can look it up for you.
Okay. Maiden Family Clinic in Maiden, North Carolina. And his name was Curtis Schultz.
Okay, you said his name was Carter Schultz.
No, Curtis, Curtis.
Curtis Schultz.
Right.
Okay, and last name, I would assume that's spelled Schultz.
I think it was S-H-U-T-Z.
S-H-U-T-Z.
Right.
Okay, gotcha. And you said that was Maiden Family Practice in Maiden, North Carolina, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's the one on Island Ford Road.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. Thankfully, we have the very useful tool of Google, so I can just go ahead and look it up and copy and paste the whole address. Makes it very convenient for me to make sure I have it correctly. Additionally,
Yeah.
before your diagnosis of meningioma, Mrs. Joyce, did you have any prior cancer diagnosis before?
No.
Okay, gotcha.
And the meningioma is not cancerous.
Yeah, in some cases it is, but thankfully, in your case, sounds like it wasn't, right?
No, it's not.
Yeah, that's good. I'm really glad to hear that. Yeah, so I have their address down as 137 Island Ford Road, Maiden, North Carolina, 28650, and then their phone number as 828-428-2446. Was it the same doctor? Was it the same Curtis Schutz that treated you?
No, I had to go to Winston-Salem.
Oh, okay. Do you remember the name of the doctor that treated you for meningioma?
Yes, Dr. Stephen Tanner.
You said Stephen Tanner? Okay, so Stephen, Stephen, last name Tanner, Tanner, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And what hospital was this at?
Winston-Salem Baptist Hospital.
Dr. Steven. Okay, yeah, let me just go ahead and look that up just so I can make sure I have it correctly. And this was also in North Carolina, right?
Yes.
Okay. You said this was in Salem?
Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Winston-Salem. Okay, what was the name of that hospital again? I'm sorry.
Baptist Hospital is all I know. Winston-Salem Baptist Hospital.
Yeah, could you spell that for me? It was something hospital. I didn't quite catch that.
Winston, Winston, Salem, Salem, North Carolina.
Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And the name of the hospital was.
Winston-Salem Baptist Hospital.
Okay, so it's just Winston-Salem Doctor's Hospital.
Baptist, like in Baptist Church, Baptist,
Oh, Baptist.
BAP.
Gotcha.
Okay, yeah,
Okay.
okay.
I'm sorry about that. Sometimes it's a little hard
No,
to
that's okay.
hear over the phone. I do apologize.
No, that's okay.
Okay, so you said Winston-Salem Baptist Hospital, right?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, do you know, is this hospital still around or did they close since then? I don't actually see it popping up on Google.
It's still around, yeah. I'm real sure of that. Now, Dr. Stephen Tanner, I don't know if he's still, there. But it's actually like a school.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Because when I look up Winston-Salem Baptist Hospital, I actually don't see anything that matches that name. I just see Atrium Health Wake Forest Baptist Medical.
Was that White Horse?
Oh, wait a minute. You know what? I told you wrong. The name of that hospital is Wake Forest Baptist Hospital. I'm sorry. My husband just reminded me of that.
Okay, yeah, no worries at all. So yes, I see Atrium Health Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, and that's the one on One Medical Center Boulevard.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for that. I know, sorry,
You're
I know
welcome.
this can get a little bit confusing. And okay, Winston-Salem Medical Center Boulevard. Perfect. And you said it was Dr. Stephen Tanner, right?
Right.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you so much for that. I'll go ahead and,
Oh, you're welcome.
yeah,
And
copy
he
and
is
paste
a
that.
neurologist.
Gotcha. Okay. Winston-Salem. Okay. And then that is Medical Center Boulevard, Winston-Salem, 27157. Okay. And then, do you remember the name of the doctor that was prescribing you Depo-Provera?
Yes, Dr. Dr. Chang. He was OBGYN. C-H-A-N-G.
C-H-A-N-G.
Yes, he was Oriental.
Gotcha. Okay. Dr. Chang, you said OBGYN?
Yes.
Gotcha. What hospital was this at?
He was in Lincolnton. He was in Lincolnton, North Carolina.
Okay. Give me just a second to look that up for us.
Okay.
You said Lincolnton, North Carolina?
Lincolnton, yes, sir.
You tell him you gotta have an MRI.
Okay, and do you remember the name of the hospital he was working at?
Dr. Or where Chang.
You... Yeah, or where the hospital
had
that...
his own office.
Oh, okay, so you were going to him directly just to get your Depo-Provera shots?
Yes.
Okay, let me go ahead and look up and see if I can find up Dr. Chang, North Carolina... Okay, I see a few. Was it Dr. Andrew Chang?
That don't sound like it.
I see, yeah. Do you remember the address that he was working at?
Oh, gosh. No, I don't. I think it's Dr. John Chang.
John Chang. Okay, yeah, let me look that up and see if I can find... that as well. Dr. John Chang. Dr. John Chang. Okay. North Carolina. Okay, is it Dr. John S. Chang?
Probably.
Yeah, I see it. Dr. John S. Chang, and you said... Lincolnton, right?
Right.
Okay, yeah, perfect. I did actually find him right here. I see him. He's currently at Atrium Health Lincoln.
He's not now. He's retired.
Oh, okay, I see. Is that where he was at when you were getting Depo-Provera from him, though?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. So it would be... Okay, yeah, Dr... Perfect, I found it. Dr. John... S. Chang, OBGYN. That's going to be Atrium Health Lincoln. Okay. And that's 112 Doctors Park, Lincolnton, North Carolina.
Right.
Okay. And let me see if there's a phone number for this facility. Yep, I found it. It's 704-732-3346. Okay. And so you were going here. Was this the same pharmacy as well that you would have received the Depo-Provera from?
No. I think I may have. I can't remember. I have memory loss because of the tumor. It's either Keeper Pharmacy or Century Drug. That's the only two I've ever used.
Okay, yeah. What did you say that again? Run that by me one more time, please.
Century Drug. And it's in on Main Street in Lincolnton, North Carolina.
Okay, let me look it up. So it's in Lincolnton, and you said it's on Main Street, right?
Yes.
Okay, and what was the name? Could you spell that for me again?
S-E-N-T-R-Y, Century Drug.
Okay, Century, S-E-N-T-R-Y. I see it, Century Drug Center?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And that's the one, 2622 East Main Street.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Gotcha. I'll go ahead and copy and paste that one more time. I do appreciate your patience. We're actually almost done here, so no worries.
Oh, that's bad.
Okay, and then I have their phone number down as 704-735-2551. I'll go ahead and copy and paste that. Okay.
That's correct.
And then lastly, Joyce, do you have possession of medical records?
No.
Okay, so you don't have them on hand, but do you know, like, would they exist at the hospital or are they somewhere in your house?
No, I don't have any.
Okay, so you don't have them, but you would know, like, do you know at least that they exist at the hospital?
I don't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was in 2005 that you would have been treated, right? And this was at Atrium Health Wake Forest Baptist, right?
Yes. Well, I went there and got, my family doctor at the time is the one that I was having trouble with my blood pressure, and I was, I was having strokes at the time, too. And so he sent me to the eye doctor to let them see, because my blood vessels and everything, they said, was in real bad shape. And he said he saw something. So they had me to get a CT scan, and it came back. And the day I went to the doctor, and he told me, was October the 17th, 2005. And then I didn't get to Winston-Salem or Wake Forest until 2006 in January.
Oh, okay. So this is all documented then?
Somewhere.
Yeah. Because we do ask for provision of medical records. We also ask if you could be able to provide them by mail or electronically. I know you don't have them on hand. Most people don't, and that's perfectly okay. If you, for example, if you were to call the hospital or if we were to reach out to them, do you know that they would like be there or that they could be retrieved?
That I couldn't tell you because I don't know. I don't know how long they keep the records. I just don't know.
Yeah, if you're not sure, are you aware at least that this was all, of course? I mean, you had scans done and you were treated. Are you aware that it was documented?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Give me just a second, actually. I'm going to go ahead and check on something for you.
Okay.
I need to confirm with the supervisor to make sure this can go through. So I'll be back in just a moment for us.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes it gets weird with the medical records. The form that I'm filling out here, it asks for something specifically, but usually it should be okay, but I just need to check real quick for you.
Okay.
Okay, sorry about that. I'm still waiting for someone to get back to me on that. In the meantime, though, actually, can you still hear me, Joyce?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. The last thing I need from you is I just need to get an emergency contact. It's very rare that we ever reach out to them, but this is just in case anything happens to you and we can't reach you for an extended amount of time. Do you have anyone you would like to put down as an emergency contact?
No, not really, because there's not too many people that, would know any details.
Okay, gotcha. You don't have
But if
anyone
you
in
just want,
your household?
now you could call my, well, my daughter's phone's messed up. Now you could either just leave a message on my home machine. I have a voicemail.
Okay, yeah, no, that makes sense. So you don't know anyone else at all. We do ask for an emergency contact and it is encouraged, but if you really don't have anyone else, then we don't have to put one.
Yeah, I just try to leave that blank.
Okay, gotcha. No family members or anything like that you would want to use?
No.
Okay, I understand. I'll just go ahead and put not applicable then. And okay, yeah, I actually need to use the bathroom as well, actually. So give me just a moment. I also need to go check on that question in regards to the medical records as well. So I'll be back in just a few minutes.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry about that, Joyce. You still with me?
Yes.
Yeah, so in regards to the medical records, at the very least, we need to know, do you have a primary doctor that you could contact and ask for medical records?
I have a primary doctor.
Okay, yeah, and if you
But
were to.
she's not, I mean, she's not, she knows about it, but she's not, she was at all my case at that time.
Okay, yeah, I understand. But at the very least, all I need to know is if you were to contact her, would you be able to get medical records from her or would you be able to request that? Could they get them for you?
Yeah, I would think so.
Okay, yeah, that's all we needed to know. Yeah, I understand. It's a bit of a strange question. I know most people don't have medical records on hand, so. And then would you be able to provide these by mail or electronically or both?
Well, I could mail them. I don't have no way to electronically send them to you.
Okay, that makes sense. And then Joyce, okay, so lastly, all I need to do is I just need to run through a quick checklist and I'm just going to make sure that everything we've spoken about is correct and that it's able to be sent to our attorney partners, okay?
Okay.
So yeah, give me just a second. I'm going to go ahead and look at all of these items and then I'll read back a checklist to you and then you t I'll tell me or stop me if anything sounds incorrect. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, let me go ahead and just find my sheet. So we did confirm that you do not already have an attorney. You haven't signed up with anyone yet. You were
Right.
diagnosed with meningioma after using Depo-Provera.
Correct.
Okay, and you were using Depo-Provera for at least 1 year, and during that time, you got at least four shots. Okay, it was the name brand Depo-Provera that you were using. You did receive them between 1992 to the present.
Correct.
Okay, yeah. So, and I know you did say you wouldn't have any way to sign them electronically, Joyce. Or would you do you have a smartphone or a computer that you could use to digitally sign retaining documents?
I have a smartphone, but I'm not. Sometimes it works and sometimes it don't.
Okay, yeah, because if we have to, I could send you documents via mail, but if the easiest way to do it would be electronically, because then we could actually get it done within a minute, which would be the easiest way. Do you have access to your smartphone right now?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So I am calling you on your home phone. Is there a better number that I can send a text message to?
Yes, it's 704-530-8248.
You said 704-530-8248?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. So I'm going to go ahead and take that additionally, and then... Okay, and then that would actually change on your primary. Is that the number that you would prefer to be contacted at?
No, I prefer to be contacted on my home phone.
Okay, yeah, makes sense. Also, on your cell phone, do you have access to emails?
I do, and I have one, I give you, but sometimes I have trouble getting into it.
Yeah, no worries. Is it the same Joyce Lambert email?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. What I can do is I can send it either text message to your cell phone, or I can send it to you via email. Which one would you prefer?
A text message.
Okay, run that phone number by me again one more time then, please, for your cell phone.
Okay, 704-530-8248.
Gotcha, okay. So I'm going to go ahead and check. I'm going to make a draft of these documents for myself just to check over and make sure I have everything correct. And then I'll go ahead and send it over to you text message in just a few minutes, okay?
Okay.
So yeah, give me just a second. I just need to make sure that I punched in everything correctly on my end. I just want to confirm as well, you said you do not have an emergency contact that you want to use, right?
No.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I'll go ahead and make sure that goes through then. Give me just a moment here.
Okay.
Okay, so all I've done is I've created a draft for myself to look at, and then I'm going to go ahead and check over. I'll make sure all your personal information is correct. I'm going to read some of this back to you, and if it is correct, then what we'll do is I'll send it to your text message, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I have your name as Joyce Diane Lamberth, okay? You live on 4133 Orchard Road, Iron Station, North Carolina, 28080.
Yes.
Okay, you were born on July 11th, 1957.
Yes.
And your social is 241-985140.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to go ahead and hit send on my end, and you should see receive a text message momentarily.
Okay.
Let me know when you get that. Once you get that text message, it should contain a link. Do you see it yet?
I think this is the one I got yesterday. Yeah, the one I got yesterday.
It should have been sent to you just about a minute ago.
Okay, I haven't seen. Let me look. I'm slow with this. I apologize for that.
Yeah, hey, no worries at all, Joyce. I'm here to help you with whatever you need. If you need any help, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
In the meantime, I actually still need to run to the bathroom, so I'll be right back, and then I'll be with you momentarily. Okay. So you just let me know if you need help, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Alrighty, Joyce, I'm right back here with you.
Okay, and I still don't see it.
You haven't received a text message yet?
No, not that I could.
Okay, let me go ahead and check and make sure. Let me make sure I didn't make any mistakes, actually. Okay, and you're sure your phone is already connected to the internet?
Yes.
Okay. Give me just a second. Let me go ahead and check here. Sometimes they don't go through right away, or sometimes if there's an issue, it might not send immediately. So let me just check my submission and make sure I did everything correct on my end. And okay, I just want to confirm the phone number you said for that was 704-530-8248, right?
That's correct.
Okay, yeah. Let me send you a text message from my number and you tell me if you get it, okay?
Okay.
530. Okay, I just sent you a text message. Do you see anything yet?
No. Wait a minute now. Are you Ethan?
Yes.
Okay. Then I got that.
Okay. Other than that, did you receive any text messages right before that, maybe a few minutes ago?
Well, there's one 4 minutes ago. That's something about somebody dying. I don't know.
That sounds like it. It should have been about 4 minutes ago, yeah?
Wait a minute. It might be you. Ethan, how do you say your last name?
My last name is Nguyen. N-G-U-Y-E-N.
Okay. I got it.
Okay, yeah. So if you go ahead and you should be able to click the link that's in the text message.
Want me to push yes and I agree to get your messages?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Okay, and then after, now that, were you able to click on the link, and did it take you to the documents to sign?
Not yet. It's asking me if I won't allow you to know my device's location. I said yes. Okay. Okay.
And the process to sign it is very easy. Should only take a few minutes, so I'll just be here on the line. If you have any questions or need help, just tell me what you're seeing, and I'll do my best to guide you through, okay?
Okay, I don't see. It just says, please review and act on these documents. Nothing's come up as a form or anything yet.
Yeah. Do you see any yellow buttons anywhere on the top or the bottom of the screen?
No. It's all blue and white and then black.
Okay. So you said please review and act on these documents is what you're seeing?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Let me at the bottom of your screen, do you see anything blue?
Yes. It says electronic record and signature disclosure, and then a box for me to click. I agree to use electronic records and signatures.
Yeah, if you click on Yeah, if you click on that white box, a yellow button that says continue should pop up.
Okay, it's blue, but it continues in like green.
Yes,
But I'll,
that's correct.
okay. Tap to see search results. What do I do about that?
Search results?
Yeah.
Okay, so if we go back, you clicked the white box that says I agree to use electronic records and signatures, right?
Yes.
And
Okay,
then,
now I got.
okay, and after that, did you click continue?
Yes. It says select start to begin. Okay.
Yes, go ahead and click start.
Okay. Okay, I see it. I can't read that, but I see it.
Okay, did you click start already?
Yes, and yeah, I've got that document.
Okay, does it say next at the top now?
Yes.
Okay, you can go ahead and click on next.
Okay. And
And
I'm
now,
down to these over.
yeah, now you should see a white screen has some words on it, and you should see a little box where it says draw your signature, right?
Oh, gosh. Read it in there. Where would that be? At the
Should be right in the middle.
Let me see if I can get this a little bit bigger.
And no worries, take your time.
Okay. I don't know. It says something about initials.
Yes. Do you see like a white box with a black outline where you can draw something with your finger?
Let me see. No.
Okay, where it says initials, is there anything highlighted in yellow or green?
It's underneath the drug and alcohol abuse and psychiatric care. I can't talk.
Okay, yeah, do you see, so you see where it says initials, right?
Yes.
Yeah, what can you click on that?
The initials.
Yes.
I clicked on it, it's not doing anything.
Okay. Can you click on the empty space next to it? You see the line?
There is no line beside this one.
Okay, yeah, but is it highlighted in like yellow or green?
Yellow, yes.
Okay, yeah, try clicking on it.
It is. Okay, now I've got the draw your initials.
Yeah, so go ahead and draw your initial in there, and then at the bottom, when you're done drawing your initial, you can click adopt and sign.
Okay. You want my full initials, JDL or
However
just
you would like.
JL?
You can do JDL or JL, it's up to you.
Okay, I'd rather do just JL. Okay. Okay, now I'm down to the other initial one.
Okay, if you click on that one, it should put your initials there automatically because you already drew it.
Yes, it did.
Okay, and then I believe if I look at my papers here, if you go a little bit down from the initials, you should see another yellow box that says signature.
Yes.
Okay, now click on that one.
Okay, I need to do my signature now.
Yeah, now draw your signature in that one.
Okay,
and once you're done drawing your signature, just like how you did your initials, you can click Adopt and Sign on the bottom.
Okay.
And once you're done with that, if you scroll down to the next page of the documents, you should see just two more boxes where it's highlighted in yellow. If you click on those, it should put your signature and your initials there by itself.
Okay, I don't know what it did. There's another one.
Another yellow?
Yes.
Yeah, you can go ahead and click on it.
Oh, okay. Well, it popped up another one.
Yep, that's exactly what it should do.
Okay.
Okay, and then I do believe there should just be one more.
Okay.
You can click on that one as well.
I did, and it's already signed.
Okay, now at the top of your screen, does it say finish?
Yes, are you finished signing?
Okay, are you able to click finish?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and click it.
All right, I did.
And okay, and now at the bottom, now it should say save a copy of your document, right?
Wait a minute. It says you may download or print using the icons above.
Okay, yes, perfect. And at the bottom, does it say submit?
It says continue.
Okay, click continue.
Start sending and signing today. What do I do to this? I'm on a whole different page.
Okay, now you're actually done signing. DocuSign at the end, it asks you to make an account, but don't worry about that. You don't have to make an account. I'm just going to check and make sure that our signature and everything happened correctly, okay? I already received the documents from you. Additionally, if you want your own copy of the documents, because it is retaining documents, it'll also send you a copy to your email, okay?
Okay.
So yeah, give me just a second, Joyce. I'm going to check everything here for us.
Okay.
And okay. Yeah, everything looks good on my end. I see your initials and I see your signature. So we're all done here, Joyce. So just to give you some information from here on out, that's actually almost everything you needed to do. I do believe the attorneys should be giving you a call, most likely within the next few days or so. That's just to give you a verification and make sure that everything that we've talked about is correct. And then from there on out, you shouldn't have to do anything else, and the attorneys that we partner with will handle the rest for you, okay?
Okay.
But yeah, that's actually all I needed from you today. You're done signing, and we're done with the intake process. Again, so the number that I texted you from, Joyce, that's going to be my personal desk phone number. So if you have any questions or concerns, you can always call or text me on there, okay?
Okay.
And I know you did say you wanted your home phone to be your primary contact, so I'll go ahead and I'm going to take that number and I'll update it in the intake form, so that way the attorneys reach out to you on that number, okay?
Okay, I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, that's all I needed from you today, Joyce. I really do appreciate your time and your patience. I know this digital signatures and sometimes it can get confusing, but I do appreciate you bearing with me there.
Oh, well, I appreciate you bearing with me.
Yeah, no, definitely. But in any case, yeah, that is all I needed from you today, Joyce. And again, just look out for that call. It should be coming from our attorney partners sometime in the next several days. And I do wish you all the best.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now.